Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist on Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grosshans from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These copyrighted commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. In light of the utter inability of the people's elected representatives to find out much of anything from the Attorney General regarding whatever became of the Constitution, it might be worthwhile to review what little is known so far about the case, as summarized in the following tale. The Book Lice. Once book lice ate their way right through a display copy of the Constitution. As with book lice in general, which seem to have no reason for existence other than the damaging and destruction of texts dear to their owners, exactly where these specimens came from, and why they chose to damage one item rather than another, defied comprehension. So too did the precise means by which they'd slipped through all the protective barriers surrounding their target in this particular case. Some experts in document preservation theorized a breakdown in the cooling system keeping the atmosphere around historical displays temperate had resulted in elevated levels of heat, and with added heat, patriotic visitors to the exhibit began to perspire, and these perspiring patriots soon created the type of atmosphere in which book lice all but spontaneously erupted on the scene. Or so the theory went. Other experts, by contrast, saw a more sinister explanation, one that posited the book lice had gained access to the revered document either through official neglect or deliberate sabotage of the long-time safeguards surrounding it. But what sort of person, more like a common vandal than the vigilant guardian the nation's treasures called for, would deliberately commit such an outrage? It passed comprehending even more than the sudden appearance of the book lice themselves. Once present, book lice generally work their depredations in the dark, where they can do so unobserved. In secret, they are able to eat holes in pretty much anything on paper, and so completely that entire documents may have a quaint or dated appearance after the book lice have finished with them. Most damaged on this occasion was the display copy of the Constitution, but later investigations revealed nearly the same fate had befallen a number of treaties, international agreements, landmark court decisions, and government regulations or protections, from human rights accords to environmental safeguards to the care of the elderly and the disadvantaged. When fumigators were belatedly called in, the extent of the damage done by the book lice was so great that even though they themselves might be dispatched, what it would take to restore the mutilated documents to their former state could take years to determine. More fables and parables like the one you've just heard are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the Orders page on the website.